This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today we have a very special happy hour because we are thrilled to be joined by friend of the show, who I'm very jealous Samantha got to hang out with in person recently.
That's right.
Joey. Welcome, Joey.
Hello. Annie, you've got to come out to New York.
I guess.
I tried to get her to come out for my birthday. Instead,
and then you were like, but you could babysit my dog, though.
But also, you can dog sit me. My dog. Thank you. So both of those things happened. It was a win-win for me.
Yes. Yes.
But I did try to talk her into it.
Oh, I'm jealous, though. And you went to a Halloween themed?
We did. For people who know Manhattan bars, we were going to go to the Oscar Wilde bar originally because they had a Halloween thing going on. And there were a lot of people there, as there usually is. And it just so happened the bar next door also had a little Halloween thing going on. So we ended up going there inside. Right. It was super cute. I'm blanking on the name, but I definitely took a picture. So it is next to the Oscar Wilde bar. This is not an official endorsement, but it was fun.
Was it a Latin bar? Because it was definitely like we had guacamole.
Yeah, it
not
might
that
have been.
Always.
It like, was sort of, it seemed like it had a like very like cosmic sort of astrology themed name or something. So it had a witchy vibe.
It was very cute. I don't know in comparison to Oscar Wilde because that was like a huge, like on everybody's list, no matter, even if you didn't go for Halloween, they were like just a cute bar anyway. Not cute, nice bar. I sound like an old woman. It's just so cute. but the bar we went to was very, very nice. By the way, Joey, I won't air out your private life. But how did the aftermath go?
It was good. Okay. We can chat after this.
Okay. I just needed that part. And we'll fill you in later.
Yeah. Sounds so mysterious.
It's good, though. Ooh. It's good. Yes, it's been a very eventful last couple of weeks.
Yes, which is part of why you're here, because we always love having you. Anyway, also, I'm sure people know this, but Joey is based in New York, so that's sort of why that happened.
Yes.
But that means that you recently got to go to New York Comic Con. Yes,
I did. Yes, this was my second year I've gone. It was super fun. I went Saturday and Sunday. It is a 4-day event. I do not think I could handle all 4 days. I had a couple friends that went all 4 days. That seemed exhausting. But yeah, it was super fun. I went Saturday. I was dressed as Tim Drake, aka Robin number three. If you want to be technical, I was wearing the Red Robin suit that he has. If anybody saw me, I was that was me. I was the whole kind of like Bat Fam Gotham City crew, which was super fun. Had lots of people stop us to take photos. I made the mistake of not asking anybody to send me those photos. So again, if anybody happens to have a picture of me, feel free to DM me.
I saw a few pictures that you posted up. I was like,
post some pictures. Oh yeah.
So cute.
It was super fun. That was my first time with that specific cosplay. So happy it all worked out. All came together. And then the second day I was Nico DeAngelo from the Percy Jackson series, which was one of my favorite book series growing up. It's still one of my favorite book series. I actually was really surprised. I didn't think I would get recognized as much as Nico because he has a little bit more of like a low-key look. But that was a big Percy Jackson day. So I think I got stopped a lot. It was also kind of fun because a lot of people had like the orange t-shirts with the Camp Half-Blood. And I did he wears like a very dark, like emo kind of look. So I was like, I felt like there's some of the pictures, it's fun. There's like a sea of orange and then me in the middle. And but it was super fun. It was a fun time. Love an excuse to dress up.
Some of the pictures that I saw, I actually was like, oh my God, Joy looks just like that character. Holy crap. Like, you look so dead on. I was like, wow, that's
Thank
amazing.
You.
It was good.
Yeah. My hair was cooperating all weekend. I was so happy. yeah, I know Annie and I, we've talked a little bit about cosplay, like off mic, but I usually go for a combination of the characters that I like and the characters I relate to, but also the ones that look like me, because, you know, it's nice to get stopped and have people tell you that you look just like the character, your cosplay is really spot on.
It was dead on.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And you and I, we have talked a lot off mic about cosplay, and I'd be interested to hear from you, Joey. How long have you been cosplaying, and what has your experience been?
Yeah, so I actually am pretty new. It was my like pandemic hobby that I picked up, and it was sort of like one of those things I always wanted to do when I was like a kid, like a teenager, and I never had anything to do. I never really went to conventions or anything, so I didn't have any excuses to do it. And then, again, yeah, it was a pandemic hobby I picked up. I was doing some social media stuff. But yeah, it's been fun the last 2 years getting to go back to cons and be able to cosplay in public with other people. This year, it was super fun to do 2 group cosplays in a row. Last year, I did a whole Stranger Things group with some people. I will say I'm not the biggest Stranger Things fan, but it was fun to just kind of, you know, it was the same thing where we got stopped a lot. We had a lot of people taking pictures with us. I was Dustin, by the way, if anybody. I am pretty short, so I was like, okay, I will be one of the kids. But yeah, this year, I guess, also was some shorter characters. But yeah, it was super fun. Up front, I just want to say solidarity with the SAG after strike. It is messed up what is happening with these big companies right now, these big media companies. Some in particular are acting in ways that are really vile and really immoral, in my opinion. And I really hope that they can come to an agreement soon and the actors that are on strike can get a fair deal, because that's what they deserve. These are the creators that are making this media that we all love so much that we were celebrating all weekend. So yeah, and one thing I will say, I was really happy to see a lot of people with either buttons or like signs that were like in support of SAG. I have one really small WGA pin that I got, but I had it on my costume all weekend. that was fun. And yeah, one of my couple of complaints I have, and I think I was telling you guys before this started, I understand why the event did not prioritize this, because they don't have any monetary like motivation to do this. But I do kind of wish that like the event itself put out some sort of statement or was a little bit clearer about what exactly the strike guidelines were for cosplayers and for people that wanted to just sort of like talk about the events they were going to. I went to a panel that was really great that I would love to talk about, but it is about a production that is currently, or a company that is currently struck. So I'm going to kind of avoid talking about that. Yeah, that being said, again, I understand that like the convention, they don't have any economic motivation to really clarify that. But it, from a moral standpoint, it would have been nice. Also then just sort of used it as an excuse for me. Like I picked the specific costume I did for my character the first day because it's something that's primarily like from the comics and not really on screen yet. And then my character on Sunday, it was the same thing. Obviously, like the Percy Jackson show is going to be coming out soon, but Nico's a character that is probably not going to be in the first season. Probably going to wait a little bit till he's there. I know I had a couple other friends that did Percy Jackson related ones that were like, I'm going to stick specifically to like the book descriptions of the characters to sort of make that a little bit, just kind of clarify that a bit. But yeah, it was, I think overall, you know, the people that were there, there was support for the strike.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Yeah, so I, again, both characters I picked are both characters that were really important to me personally, which was super fun. Saturday, I was Tim Drake. Robin, Red Robin, whatever you want to call him. DC keeps changing it. If you don't know anything about DC, he's the Robin that they just recently, in the past couple of years, made openly bisexual and has a boyfriend, which is super cool. And I did get to meet the writer who wrote that arc, and she was super sweet. And we had a really nice conversation about the character. And one of the things that I love about these things is like you get to talk to a lot of these writers and creators that are working with these characters that so many of us love. And this character in particular, like, has gone through so many iterations. And it's cool to hear that like these writers have the same sort of love for these characters that we do. Again, she was super sweet. We like talked about some of our like headcanons for the character, and it was just like, it was fun to hear that. I'm super sad that that series ended up getting canceled last year, but it was great. I got a signed copy of one of my favorite, one of the comics from her that has two of my favorite characters on the cover. So super fun. And then also she did say that she loved my cosplay, which was a great ego trip for me.
That's a good seal of honor. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, back to the pictures thing. So, and I know, Annie, you talked about this when you were talking about Dragon Con. These things are obviously, they are huge. I think this one, I saw an article that said 200,000 people at least were there, which is crazy. personally, I'm somebody, I really thrive in chaos and like crowds. So that was great for me. I know I definitely had a couple friends that needed to like step out for a sec. But we were getting stopped constantly to get pictures taken, or like we would stop and do some group photos and people would just keep coming up and being like, can I take a picture with you guys? Which again, I love, because I love the attention. So I'm happy to take pictures with people. But that was super fun. I think another thing I really love about these is just seeing everybody so excited to talk about like media that they just feel passionate about and things that they love. And it's so cool to see how creative people are with the costumes. There were so many cool costumes I saw. I was in a very giddy, bubbly headspace walking around, and it was just kind of like, I love your costume to so many people, which was super fun.
Wait, what was the best costume you saw? Or top three?
Oof, there were a lot. So there was, we did go to, this leading up to that, there was a DC meetup thing that happened. They usually do like a DC one, a Marvel one, a Star Wars one kind of thing. There was a big one with all the DC cosplayers that I went to. That was super fun. There was some, we did like the big group photo, and then there was like smaller one. There was like a Gotham City one. There was a Young Justice one that I was in, all that. But there was somebody who is Mr. Freeze, and he had like the full, like looked like the animated show look. And he had this like smoke thing, like smoke creator thing on his head that was super sick. I did get a picture with him. You can't totally tell just like how cool the whole mechanism was in the photo, but it was super cool. Again, people are so talented and so creative. It is so fun. That event too, there was a Batman cosplayer that proposed to his partner who was dressed as Catwoman. That was super adorable.
Aww.
They were super cute. It was also fun because like, I don't know, it's like it's, I'm a very like extroverted person too, so I always make friends with these things. Like I was in the back with a bunch of other like Robin and other various Batman children characters, and we were all like, oh my god, that's our mom and dad. But it was super cute, it was super fun. I definitely had a little bit of like DC blinders on the first day, so I was I had my eyes out for all the other DC cosplayers, but there were, you know, a lot of Barbies too, a lot of really cool Barbie takes on different things. Like there was like a Barbie Mandalorian. I didn't see this in person, but I saw on an Instagram somebody did a Britney Spears Mandalorian that I'm obsessed with. But yeah, there are a lot of Mandalorians, a lot of like different takes on Mandalorians. A lot of the,
how you do that?
It was her like red sequin like gemstones look. It was that, but it was like the helmet was all red gemstones. It was, huh. It looked great. It was super cool. Again, I saw that one on Instagram, so it's somewhere out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Sunday. Again, I don't really want to go into it. I did go to the Percy Jackson panel just because of the SAG after strike. I don't want to talk a ton about that. But I think because of it, there just was like a lot of Percy Jackson related cosplayers that day, which was fun to just see like all the orange shirts everywhere. And that's a series that like was really impactful for me growing up. And I know a lot of other people like around my age. It was like really, really foundational for a lot of us. So it was sort of cool to have that thing that we could all like, we all had in common, we all could bond over. And I even, like, I have friends that weren't at Comic-Con that messaged me and were like, oh my god, you're Nico! Like, it was just, it's cool to have that sort of, like, communal, like, generational piece of literature that we all really love. But, yeah, and that one, too, there were some cool, I saw some cool Talia cosplays. If you know your Percy Jackson characters, there was a Rachel who had a prophecy book. And super fun. Yeah, I just overall had a really great time. I think this year, I don't know, something about this year is just like, it was really fun. What I tend to do, so Saturday, we originally were going to go to a panel early in the morning. We ended up missing it, me and the friends that I was with, just because we left a little bit later. But honestly, I think that kind of, I don't know, it took some of the stress off. Like we spent a lot of the day just kind of like wandering around and people watching. And again, like I really love going to like, see all the artists and the writers, and Artist Alley is always really cool. I think that's the thing about cons that I really like. I'm not really somebody that I like going to meet celebrities. That's not my thing. I get it if that's your thing, but I'm not something I'm interested in. But it was fun to just like be surrounded by art and people being creative and all these cool stories and getting to meet other people that are enthusiastic about this like art that I also love and these stories that I also love.
You need to come to Dragon Con.
I do.
That way you can hang with Annie. What was the, so was Barbie the number one theme of costumes? Because this is Annie's thing of trying to predict.
Yeah, I honestly, there was a lot of Barbie. There wasn't as much as I thought. Again, I think that first day I did kind of have the like DC blinders on. Like I was sort of looking for other people to take pictures with, but I didn't see a ton of Barbie. I had a friend that did her whole like cowgirl roller skates get up. Yeah. It was on roller skates all day.
Wow.
Somehow.
That's commitment.
Yeah, no, I could not do that. But that was really cool. But yeah, there wasn't as much. There was kind of a lot of variety this time, I think. There wasn't really like a main. There were a lot of Mandos. There was a whole train of Mandos that cut off one of my route. I was with a huge group trying to walk around and we got cut off by this whole train of Mandos that was trying to go through. Yeah, there was also, I think, Annie, you mentioned this with Dragon Con. There was a little Ken meetup. I saw them all singing their song.
Nice.
I might be a little, this might not be the most popular opinion personally. I think the whole Ken thing's getting a little old. The movie was about Barbie. It seems a little weird. We're focusing so much about Ken. The whole movie's about Barbie. Anyways, it was cute, though. It was very, very cute. Fun couple cosplay. I always love seeing the couples too. They're adorable. Actually, another one of my favorites. I did meet the DC day that I did. There was a polka dot man from Suicide Squad and the Condiment King. And they were adorable. I love the like obscure corny villains that people will do like the full cosplays of. That is so fun. Yeah, it was super cute.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I love about these things, too, is when you go and you just see people so passionate about these things, or they're so creative about the costumes or the puns they make with the costumes, mm-hmm. which I love. Just nerding out. And I do think Dragon Con is much more, I feel like, in my experience going to Comic Con versus Dragon Con, Comic Con, it makes sense to me that there's much more. Oh, this day, this panel is happening. There's going to be a lot more people dressed as that panel. Dragon Con is not mm-hmm. like that as so much. It is still, but not to the same degree. But also it is fun for me because I've gone through like several stages of cosplay. And now when I first started, like no one knew who I was, but like two people. And I was upset by that. And then everyone knew who I was. And they was like, okay, this is great. And now I feel like I've got a fun costume where only some people know who I am, but they love it. And it yes. feels like a different type of like, ooh.
Oh my God. I feel that so much. Cause both days, again, I saw a bunch of Robins. I didn't see anybody doing the specific costume that I did. Yeah. And I was like, the fact that I was like, A, I'm getting recognized. And B, there's nobody else with this specific costume. I was like, okay, I did good. I did a great job. Like the same with Nico. Like I saw two. I was actually a little surprised because he, again, like not the most like out there costume to do, but he is a pretty popular character. But I saw two other Nikos. It was, you know, but again, it was fun to be stopped by people. And especially, I got to take pictures with so many different Percys. And I mean, because so many people were Percy and Annabeth, it was like I was the Nico cosplayer that was running around and doing, I'm sure I'm on a bunch of people's Instagrams. I've been checking the tags to try and see if anybody's posted. I've seen a couple where I'm in the group shot somewhere, and that's always fun too. It's, you know, like a little moment to be a celebrity. Not really, but
yeah.
And again, trying to stay within the, talking about the Percy Jackson books in particular, trying to stay in the strike guidelines. But for me, I had a couple moments where, so Nico is like, both characters actually I cosplay this weekend. Nico, again, I talked about Percy Jackson. I grew up with the Percy Jackson books. Like they were my favorite books when I was a kid. Nico is my favorite character. If you don't know the series, he is, mild spoilers, he's the son of Hades. He's got a whole little angsty thing going on. I was a very angsty child, so I identified with that. But also, later on, they do this other series with the characters. And in the second series, which was coming out when I was in high school, his character comes out as gay. And that was the first time that I remember reading like a mainstream series that I already really liked, where one of the characters was confirmed to be queer, was confirmed to be gay. And then that also just like that book came out when I was 15, which also happened to be the year that like I was starting to realize that I wasn't straight. So I always talk about like Nico is a character that was just really important to me growing up and like coming to terms with my identity. He's still one of my favorite characters, still will be. And again, because it was like 2014, 2015, like it wasn't, there's still, I'm not to say that there's like great, amazing queer representation and everything now, but like there really wasn't, like there was like Glee and that was it. Like that was the only other thing I can remember with like a queer character before, like, and I'm sure there was out there, I'm sure, but it, like with the really mainstream stuff, like that was the character that I think really was really important for me and really foundational and pivotal for me, and also for my understanding of how queer characters could be included in like these sort of like fantasy sci-fi books that were like about other things. They weren't just like romance novels. Yeah. And so he's still like a really important character to me. So there was definitely like a couple moments I like looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, like this, my like 10-year-old self is like freaking out because A, he's my favorite character. And then like, he's also been so important to me. Like personally, Tim Drake's also another character. Like I really got more into DC like later in life, but you know, I grew up with like Teen Titans and stuff. And yes, I know that is not Tim Drake, that is Dick Grayson, that's a different Robin. But I think just the whole thing where, and I have my criticisms of DC and how they kind of have dealt with their queer characters and how they've done those storylines. But at the same time, I think making one of their Robins gay or bisexual, gay, whatever, was like really important and really impactful. And I don't know, there's like a little thing where I was just like, I feel so happy that I can play, like I can cosplay these two characters this weekend that both like, A, have been on their own, just really important characters to me and really important characters to like a lot of people. And then also were then later confirmed to be queer. And I don't know, that just felt really like nice and healing for me personally. So I really love that. It was fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I had somebody ask me once, he was like, you're so shy. I don't understand why you do this. And I was like, I actually feel better it's like fun. This than I do in like my normal self.
Oh my God. No, I feel that it's always so interesting because I feel like there is such a like range of people and personalities that do this. Again, I'm a very extroverted person. Like I'm always out talking to people, but it is like I was there with some friends that are like much more introverted, much more shy. And it's just cool to have like, you know, it's a fun thing we all share and we all like. I think this time too, I was pleasantly surprised with how, like, I think just overall respectful people were. And again, that was just my experience. I'm sure other things might have happened that I wasn't aware of that usually, like, with these big events, stuff happens, but also not that it should be normalized. Like, you know, people should be respectful and all of that. But also, I think, like, I did not have a negative interaction with anybody, which was. That was great. I felt really happy with that. I'm glad to see that, you know, this was a joyful space. This was a happy, creative, joyful space. And everybody is just sort of allowed to nerd out, you know, be themselves, be these. It is cool to see, like, I think seeing the characters that people pick to cosplay, like, says so much about people. Which, again, I talked about my whole thing about, like, why I picked the characters I did. But it is so cool. Like everybody I talked to, like that, how it was like, yeah, I'm this character is really important to me. Like had such a cool story with like why that character, why that piece of media was really important to them. And I just think that's really beautiful.
Yeah, it is. We talk about that a lot on here. Cause I'm like, I feel that people dismiss the power that these fictional characters have and the stories have for you moving through your life and dealing with things. Yeah,
so exactly.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Joey.
Of course. Thank you for sharing your amazing time.
Thank you. Yeah. Anytime.
Yes.
We need to have an exchange where Annie goes to Comic-Con and Joey, you come to Dragon-Con.
Yes. That'll give me an excuse to come out to Atlanta, too. I've also been meaning to go out to Atlanta, so we'll do it.
It's going to be a time. It's going to be a time.
What kind of yes. time? No one knows.
That's for the roll of the dice. No, I usually. It's a good time. It's a good time. Well, yeah, we always love having you. You're welcome back anytime. I know there's talks of you maybe coming back soon for a fictional character.
Oh, yes.
But in the meantime, where can the listeners find you?
You can find me at Pat Not Pratt. That is PattNotPratt. My last name is Pat Not Pratt. That's on Instagram, on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter a lot anymore, but you can find me there. I did post some of my Comic-Con pictures if you want to see the costumes I'm talking about. And then again, this is a long shot, but if anybody happens to have a picture of me from either of those days, please DM me. Please let me know. I would love to see how those turned out. Yeah.
My problem is I always try to do that and no one knows what my costume is. If they took picture, like they're like, I don't know, this girl in this gold outfit. I don't know. So I can't search
what they
it.
All say.
It's okay.
It is an iconic outfit though. You know what? The people that know it, they know. They're oh again, that is an iconic look. We love it.
Oh my God.
That was me last year. I was Wiccan from Young Avengers. And yes. I had a couple people ask me if I was Doctor Strange, and I was like, no.
No.
I'm not. They'll be like, wrong. I love your costume. I love Doctor Strange. And I'm like, thank you. That's not who I am.
It's always weird when you're like, should I correct yeah. them? Probably. Well, thanks again for coming on. Yes. And if you have those pics, send them to Joey. And if you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stephvaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph One Never Told You. We have a TeePublic store. And a book. You can get it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Oh, look who's here. Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stefan Devertoldi is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.